Today's daf is Vachim Daf Tzadik Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the 11th perek of Meseches Vachim, perek Dam Chatos. So the topic of perek Dam Chatos is Kishma Kachi, different halachos related to the dam of a carbon chatos. And I believe that it requires a little bit of an introduction. In the spirit of Chumashir, if you reanalyze the parashios of the Karbonos in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it's interesting. The Torah tells the story of the different Karbonos in the Torah twice. It says it in Parashas Vayikra, and then it says it again in Parashas Tzav. As a matter of fact, Parshas Tzav, the beginning of it, is very much the sequel to what is the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. If you go through Parshas Vayikra, very high level, the Torah introduces the concept of Karbonos by talking about the Oila, Im Oila Karbonoi. Then the Torah goes to the Mincha, Nefesh Ki Sakriv Karbon Mincha, Vim Zevach Shlomim Karbonoi. The third Karbon mentioned is the Karbon Shlomim. Then the Torah gets involved in the Karbon Chatos, and it goes through every single type of Karbon Chatos, Kemat, the Par Koy Moshiach, the Par Helam Davos Shol Tzibur, the Sa'ir that the Nasi had to bring, the Chatos Yachid, Bi'ir Kizba, Se'ira. The Torah even talks about the Oilu Yairi. And then the Torah talks about the Karbon Asham. So it's really five Suge Karbonois, the Oilu, the Mincha, the Shlomim, the Chatos, and the Asha. The beginning of Parshas Tzav really starts in the same way the beginning of Parshas Vayikra started. The Torah again goes through these five categories of Karbonos. The order is different. Ayin Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, who discusses why the order is different. But the Torah goes through the Oila, the Mincha, the Chatos, the Asham, and the Shlomim. When the Torah introduces each one of the five Karbonos, the Torah starts Zois Teras Oil. That's how Parshas Tzav starts. Then it's Zois Teras HaMincha, Zois Teras HaChatos, Zois Teras HaAshem, and Zois Teras Zevach HaShlom. If you look at the Rishonim, they all say that Poshep Shah in what's happening is the Torah introduced the Iker of the Karbon in Parshas Vayikra. But every Karbon has additional halachas. There's the Torah of the Oila with all the Diktukei Dinim. And then there's the Torah of the Mincha. And then there's the Torah of the Chatos, the Torah of the Asham, and the Torah of the Shlomim. That, for whatever reason, the Torah did not include in the initial Parsha of Parshas Vayikra, but rather waited to the second Parsha in Teres Koyanim, and that's Parshas Tzav. So Parshas Vayikra will talk about the name of the carbon, what animal the carbon can be brought from. Is it a zocher? Is it a nekeva? You have to do a shchita, Kabbalah Hilach Hazrika, there's a haktar semurim. If it's a mincha, it involves a kmitza and haktar, etc., etc., etc. In Parshas Tzav, each one of the Shulchan Aruch of the respective Karbonos gets filled out. So now I know all the halachas of the Oila, and all the halachas of the Mincha, all the halachas of the Chatas, all the halachas of the Asham, all the halachas of the Zevach Hashlom. This is just Pashat being Mava Sedra, doing what we do in the world of Chumash Torah, just to see these psukim a little bit more clearly. Now, as it relates to all the Torahs in Parashat Tzav, the Zois Teras Ha'Oila. Is every halacha in Zois Teras Ha'Oila unique to Oila but doesn't apply to Shar Karbanas? Zois Teras HaMincha. Is it only for the Mincha? So the truth is, some of these halachas are unique to the respective parasha for sure. Others on Ageya, really all Karbanas. I'll give you the best example in the world. In the parasha of Zois Teras Zevach HaShlomim is the halacha of Pidgol, which we know, of course, is Negeya all Karbanos. Torah set up by Shlomim. There's dinim that I learned from the fact that the Torah set up by Shlomim. But the bottom line is, it's not unique to Shlomim, right? So really, each one of the halachas that are mentioned in the Zois Teras Parshios, here in the beginning of Parshat Tzav, you have to ask yourself. You have to learn the sugyas. You have to look in the Teres Koyanim. You have to learn the Gemaras and Zvachim and Menachis to see whether or not it's going to be exclusive dafka to the parasha in which it's written, or it could be the Torah wrote it in that specific parasha, but really it's a binyanav and it's going to apply broadly across the entire spectrum of Karbanos, or maybe some Karbanos, but the bottom line is each one is really a limud bifnei atzmai. Our perek is going to focus very much on the psukim that I mentioned in Parsha Sav regarding the Zois Teres HaChatos. And the reason is because it's going to discuss some of the additional Hilchos Chatos that were not mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, that are only mentioned in this parasha of Zois Teres HaChatos. So I think the Hakdama really is to go through those psukim, and then Be'ezer Hashem, over the next several dafin, we're going to go through the Teresh Vapeh of all these different halachas. So it's in Parshas Sav, it's Vayikra Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayidaber Hashem O Moshe Lemer, Dabra Laharein, Ve'obonov Lemer. Zois Teres HaChatos. The following are the laws of the Chatos. Don't I know the halachas of the Chatos already from Parashas Vayikra? Yeah, that was the introduction. But now I'm going to tell you all the halachas of the carbon Chatos. Number one, b'mkoy ma'ashe tishachet ta'oyla, tishachet ha'chatos. The place that you're supposed to shecht the carbon oyla is the same place that you should shecht the carbon Chatos. That is lifnei Hashem. And the reason is because Kodesh Kedoshim. So we know that the Karban Oila, Shchitosim Betzafayim, that's Mefurish in the Torah in Parshas Vayikra. It didn't say anything about that regarding the Karban Chatos. In the Zois Teres HaChatos, we fill out that halacha. That Bimkoim Hashet Tishachet Ta'oila, Tishachet HaChatos. Number one. Number two, Akoyin HaMechato, Isa Yechaleno, the Koyin that did the Avoid with the Karban Chatos, he had the Schus to eat it, Bimokim Kodesh Teyachel, it had it be eaten in a Mokim Kodesh, Bechatzar Oyomoyed, which is in the Chatzin of the Oyomai. And there's a few things that you see in this pasuk. Number one, that in contrast to the carbon oil, which was kulei kolo, the carbon chatos was eaten. Again, this is not news to anyone, I hope, but the carbon chatos was eaten. Number two, who ate it? Zichrei kohuna. It's a little misleading because the pasuk sounds a little bit like hakoyin hamechata oisa yechalena. Dafke the koyin that did the avoido, he had the schus to eat it. But the teres koyinim says that's not true. Really, every koyin was allowed to eat it. Additionally, bim Mokoim Kodesh Teyach B'Chatzar Oyomayit, it had to be eaten dafka inside the Chaymes of the Hazara, and the reason is because the Karmel Chatos was Kodesh Kadoshim, and Kodesh Kadoshim is not allowed to leave the Hazara. If it leaves the Hazara, it becomes possible Yoytze. Third halacha. Kol HaSheyiga B'Fsara Yiktash. Anything that touches the basar of a Karmel Chatos becomes Kodesh. What does that mean? What it means is, in the event that the carbon chatos was cham, and it's in a situation right now where it has the ability to be maflit, well then, the halacha would be that in the event that something, chulin for example, or something else would go ahead and would touch the carbon chatos, it would now take on the halachic status of the carbon chatos. So if the carbon chatos is kodesh kadoshim, and it's only nechol yoyim v'layil l'zichrei ka'una, and it has to be eaten dafkin the azara, well, if that's the case, then in the event that somebody is going to go and somebody is going to eat from the basar now that touched the carbon chatos, it's going to have to be governed by the same exact halachas. It's the next words in the pasuk that we really need. In the event that a little bit of dab of a carbon chatos is going to go on a beged, the halacha is that beged needs to be washed. Now, it doesn't just need to be washed because it's not nice for the kohen doing the avodah to do the avodah with a blood stain on his beged. The din kibos is an avoid of some sorts. As a matter of fact, the Torah says techabes b'makom kodesh. The kibos can't be shipped out to the cleaners, but rather it's something that had to be done b'makom kodesh. It had to be done in the azara as well. Ukli cheres asher tevushal bay, another halacha. In the event that a carbon chatos will be cooked in an earthenware keli, yishaver, it has to be broken. Then beklina choshes bushala. Let's say the carbon chatos would be cooked in a keli that was made of copper, not of earthenware. Umayrak peshuta b'mayim. Then you don't have to destroy the keli, but what you do have to do is some form of hagala, and the specific form of hagala, which is going to be discussed in our perek, is what's known as merika ushtifa. Umayrak peshuta b'mayim. Another halacha. Kol zon. That the carbon chatos has to be eaten only by males and only by kayhanim, which we already mentioned. But finally, v'chol chatos asheyuva midam el oyel moed, any chatos whose dam is brought into the oyel moed l'chaper b'kodesh with the intention of doing some sort of hazah, loy teyachel, talach as the carbon becomes puzzle, be'esh tisaref, you have to burn the carbon in a fire. It's interesting. We know this pasuk. It's come up a lot, as we'll chazer in one second. If you look at the Ramban says, Pshutei Shal Mikri. You know what this pasuk is saying? V'chol chatos, asher yuva midam el oyo moy l'chaper b'kodesh. Any chatos whose din is that the hazaz are supposed to be done not on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, but rather on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. What's known as the chatois HaPnimiyos, lo yisei yochel. You're not allowed to eat the basar of that carbon. Because they're also known as the chatois of the pnimiyos, which were the parim anisrof, right? They're also known as the animals that had to be burnt. And that's the next two words in the pasuk, be'esh tisaret. Rather than eat it, you would have to go ahead and burn it. So the Ramban says, Pasha, what that pasuk is saying is, it's going behemshech to the pasuk right before that. That when it comes to a karbon chatos, kol zachar b'kayhanim yoichaloisa, kayish kadashami, the basar was eaten, albeit by zichrei kohuna. But that's only true if it's a chatos whose dam is going on the mizbech achitzon. But the chol chatos, achayuva dame el noyo moy lechaper b'kayidesh, any chatos whose dam is supposed to go on the mizbech apnimi loisei achel, that you're not allowed to eat, that's paramanistrothim, but ishti sarif, instead that's going to have to be burnt in the fire. Stating that, what did Chazal da? For this pasuk, Chazal, of course, darshan the psul pnim. So just like there's a psul yoytze, the opposite of that is the psul pnim. And the psul pnim states that if you have a chatas whose dam is supposed to go on the mizbeach achitzon, and you now take the dam of that chatas and you bring it inside the heichal, the dam becomes pasul, and as a result, now the basar of the chatas chitzayna, which ordinarily you're allowed to eat, you will not be allowed to eat be'esh tisaref, it's considered pasul. And being that it's considered pasul, it's for that reason, it is something that would have to be burnt. Either way, a whole smorgasbord of halachos related to the carbon chatos included in the parasha of Zoyos Teres HaChatos. There's two halachos that are going to feature very, very prominently in the sugyas that we're going to learn right now, one even more so than the other. So let's just go back, highlight it for a minute, and then we're going to dive right in. Pasuk Chaf. The pasuk said, Kol ha-she-yigav efsara yiktash. Anything that touches the basar of the carbon chatos, to the extent that the basar of the chatos is in a situation where it has the ability to be maflit, see, Mesachtes Chulin, Hilchas Taruvos 101. The halach is that touches the basar of the Karmen Chatos is going to take on the halachic status of the Karmen Chatos. Next halach. V'asheyizeh midama ala beged, asheyizeh oleh, dechabes b'mokum kodesh. That in the event that a little bit of the dam of a Karmen Chatos is going to go on a beged of a kohen, so the halach is that the beged itself is going to require kibbutz, but not just send it to the cleaners, but the makom kadosh, the kibbutz is going to have to take place in the azara itself. This halacha of asheyizeh midam ala beged, asheyizeh oleh techabes b'makom kadosh, as we're going to see in the Gemaras coming up now, is true only if the kohen did a kabbalah on the dam, and after the kabbalah, but before the zrika, the dam went on his beged. Meaning, in the event that the kohen would go and he would shech the animal, and then blood would spritz from the chatas onto his beged, there's no halacha of techabes b'makom kadosh. In the event that the kohen did the zrika, and then he has the shirayim or whatever, he got a little bit of dirty, there'd be no halacha of techabes b'makom kadosh. The halacha is true only after the kabbalah, not when it went directly from the Tzavra Behema, and only before the Zrika. The lumdus is that if you have Dan, whose din is to go on the Mizbeach, this is critical, and instead of it going on the Mizbeach, it goes on the beggar to the Kayin, that Dan is what the Torah said to Chavis B'Makom Kaddish. The Dan that the Kayin didn't do a Kabbalah with yet was not Niskadish to the point where it has a din to go on the Mizbeach. Once you do a zrika, well, there's no din anymore to put the dam on the mizbeach. Where this halacha is negeya, and the only time it's negeya, is when there was already a kabbalah, but before a zrika. Meaning where the dam is in a situation right now where the din is, do a zrika with it on the mizbeach. Where instead of the zrika happening on the mizbeach, it ended up on the beged, the halacha is the chavis b'malkum kodesh. There's a lot more to talk about. The Gemara is going to do a lot of that talking for us. And on that note, a little bit of a long-winded introduction, but I think it was kedai. Zok the heilige mishnah, dam chatos shenites ala beged, dam of the korban chatos that spritzed on the beged of the kohen, raise the tongue, keep us the halacha is that the kohen has to wash his beged. And now, this this halacha, says the Mishnah, is true for all karbanos chatas. We'll see a lot more about that in the Gemara. But for now, let's take the Mishnah at its word. This halacha is true for all karbanos chatas, which is a little bit of a chiddush, says the Mishnah. You know why? Because if you look at the psukim are clearly talking about what type of chatas. Chatois hanecholois. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says the makom kadosh teyachel. The makom kadosh teyachel. Right, there were a few shout outs to hilchas achila of the karban chatos. So if that's the case, it sounds like the parsha of zayis teres achatos, as much as it's like a super inclusive parsha, but at the same time, it sounds like it's talking dafka about the chatois that were necholois. And if that's the case, you would think that maybe the only time dam chatos shenites ala beged arezet on kibos is if it's dam of a chatos hanecholois. Stating that, it's not the case. Echad hanecholois, the echad apnimiois, tunois kibos, say the necholois and the pnimiois. Pnimiois is another way of saying the ones that were not eaten, because all the chatois apnimiois were also the serum and the paramanestrophim. Those were the ones that had to be burnt. And shenemar, the makar to that is, because it says toiras achatos, and like we said, Teiras is mashma, teira achas l'chol chatois. It's a very, very inclusive word, and this inclusive word is marba, even the chatos, which seemingly is not really mentioned mefurish in this parish. Chatos, psula, chatos that's pasul, ein dama ta'in kibos. Any chatos that is pasul, meaning if the dam is pasul, you can't do a zrika with it, well, then if the dam would fall on the back, it wouldn't require kibos. And it doesn't matter if the dam was once kosher, then it became pasul, or if it was never kosher. Either way, the halach is going to be the same. What's an example of dam that's pasul but was once kosher? Shalana became nifsal belina, right? Dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama, v'shenitma, or it was kosher, but then it became tamei v'shiyotzes, or it became sol yotz. What's an example of dam of a karban chatos that was never kosher? Right, as soon as you did the shechita, if it was chutzal zman or chutzal kaima, the dam was dead on arrival. Or if a pasul did the kabbalah, in all these cases, the dam never became kosher. Right, you need a kabbalah in order for it to become kosher, and the kabbalah was done already by a pasul. Or you need a shechita for the dam to be roi lezrika, and the shechita was done by ifim. So those are examples. Obviously, there are other examples, but those are examples of where you would have dam of a chatos that did not have a shas hakosher. The bottom line is, the Mishnah opens up with two halachas related to dam chatos shenige nites ala beged harezet ton kibos. Number one, even though the pasuk is mashma, that it's talking dafka about the chatois hanecholois, also known as the chatois hachitzoinios. Where's the machmois? Because it says b'makom kadosh teyachel. Just look at the context. So many halachas related to achila. So you could have thought that all the dinim in this parsha, all the dinim of the zoyis teres achatos to get parsha saf, are negay only the chatois hanecholois, but they're not negay the chatois apnimius. Kamach malon, the Torah introduces the parsha zoyis teres. Like we mentioned, Akdama, this is very, very general, and as a result, it's going to be true for all chatois, even the chatois apnimius. Second halach is the only time dam of a chatos is taught in kibos is if the dam came from a kosher chatos. But to the extent that the dam was pasul, then there's no halacha, and it doesn't matter if the dam had a shas hakosher or if the dam did not have a shas hakosher. We can see in the Gemara it's really a machlokes, but in the Stam Mishnah, it doesn't matter if the dam had a shas hakosher or if the dam did not have a shas hakosher. What's pshat in the second halacha of the Mishnah? It's what we mentioned also in the introduction, because the whole yisoid of dam chatos requiring kibos is dam that has a din to go on the mizbeach. If instead it ended up on the beged of the kohen, there's a din to chavis b'mokum kodesh. But to the extent that the dam was posel, so obviously it had no din to go on the mizbeach, so it's not going to be subject to the halacha of the chavis b'mokum kodesh. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah said, Dam Chatos V'chulu. So what's the V'chulu? It's the first half of the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah. Let's read it one more time. Dam Chatos Shenites Ala Beged Arezet Ton Kippos. And Afa Pichein Akasa P'tabra Elo V'Nacholos. Shenema Makim Kodesh Teyoch. Aba Echad Anacholos V'Echad Apnimio Is Tunis Kippos. Shenema Teres Achas. And Teres Achas V'Chol Chatos. Meaning, even though from the Pasuk itself it would suggest that it should not be referring to all Chatos, at the same time, the word Teres is marba all chatos. Read the Gemara. Is that true? Itayrachs chol chatos. If it's true that the word toiras is mashma toira achas lechol chatos, then afilu chatos oif nami. Then the halacha should be that the dam of a chatos oif that's nitas ala beged should also require kibos. Who said not? I'll tell you who said not. A brisa said not. Alama tanya. Why do you learn in a brisa? Yochli dam chatos oif ton kibos. You would think that the dam of a chatos oif should require kibos. Talmud loimar. It says in the parsha of Zois Teres Achatos, the word Zois. And the word Zois is an exclusionary word, and it's Mimayit, and it tells me that there's a halacha in the parsha of Zois Teres Achatos that's not negay every single carbon chatos. Which chatos is it not negaya? It's not negaya the chatos oif. But the bottom line is, Frank the Gemara, how could you tell me that Zois is Mimayit? The Mishnah said that Teiras is Marba. So if you're telling me Teiras is Marba, and even though based on the Mashmois of the Psukim, the Chatois HaPnimi should not be included in this halacha, but because Teira Achas, therefore I include it, so then Chatois HaOif should also be included. Are you going to tell me it says Zois? Who cares? If it says Zois, then be Mamayit, the Chatois HaPnimi is also. The Teretz is because it says Teiras. And obviously the Tana, the Mishnah, is of the opinion that the word Teiras trumps the word Zois. Well, if that's the case, then it should be true for the Chatois HaOif as well. So the Gemara now is going to take three attempts to really reconcile this. Now, why would it be that when Marba Chatois HaPnimi is from the word Teiras, yet we're Mamayit Chatois HaOif from the word Zois? The first is from Reish Lakish, quoting Bar Kapara. I'm Reish Lakish, Mishum Bar Kapara. So Reish Lakish saying the name of Kapara, I'm going to tell you why. I'm Akra, because the Pasuk says, Tishachet, Eben Ishchatos HaKosim Medaber. It says the word Tishachet. Zois Teres HaChatos, Bim Koimash HaTishachet HaOilo Tishachet HaChatos. And it sounds like the parish of Teres HaChatos is talking about Dafka Chatos that are subject to Shchita. The Chatos Chitzoyna, Shchita. The Chatos Pnimius, Shchita. The Chatos HaOif is Malika. And being that it's not subject to Shchita, so it's for that reason that it's not going to be included. So it's true, Zois is Marba, but it's only Marba Nishchatos. But the Gemara says, Ve'emo, why don't we say, B'nacholis HaKosim Medaber, K'dechsib B'makom Kodesh Teyachel? I understand. The Mishnah had said that really the Psukim seem to be talking about a specific type of Chatos. Tavku the Chatos HaNacholis. Norvas, it's a Teiras. But if you're going to tell me now that the reason Chatos HaOif is Maikos, it says Tishochet, and the Chatos HaOif is not from the Nishchatos, I don't care it says Teiras. But at the end of the day, it says Nishchatos. Well, if that's the case, you should say it says Necholos, Avo Pnimius Loya. Pnimius should be excluded. But the Gemara says, I can't, because Rabbi Rachman a Teiras. Because at the end of the day, I do have the word Teiras. Well, Ihochi Ebezah, for the Chatos HaOif Nami Meet. Right, I have Chatos HaOif should also be included because it says Teiras. Gemara says, true. But at the same time, you also have the Miut of Zeus. In other words, the Gemara is saying that there's Svara to be Marba, there's Svara to be Marba, or better, there's a word that would suggest Riboy, and there's a word that would suggest Miut. The word that's Marba is Teiras. The word that's Mamayit is Zeus. If you look at the Psukim themselves, it's a little bit tricky, because the Psukim themselves are Mashba, that we're talking specifically about the Chatos Chitzon. Not the Chatois HaPnimiois, and not the Chatos HaOif. Not the Chatois HaPnimiois. Why? Because it talks about Achilo. I'm sorry. And being that it says B'makom Kodesh Teyachel, so clearly we're talking about the Chatos Chitzoyna. Additionally, it sounds like we're talking about the Chatos Chitzoyna and not the Chatos HaOif, because it says Tishachet, and B'nishchatois HaKosem Medaver. Now, I have a riboy connected that. The riboy really would be marba everything, but I have a miut that tells me I can't be marba everything. So really what I'm left with is that I have to be marba something, and I have to be mema'it something, right? So again, let's just get this one more time. The pasuk itself sounds like we're talking about a very specific chatas. The chatas, behema, that went on the mizbeach hachitza, right? Not the chatas payment when it was becha pnimi, because we're talking about achilo, and not the chatas oif because we're talking about shchita. Stating that, I have teiras. Oh, teiras would be marba everything. everything. Tyrus could be marbe 100 things. Why not? But I also have a mi'ud, tzais. So the mi'ud's telling me that I can't be marbe everything. So I have these two chatois in question. Number one, the chatas behemoth, the one that was be'echa pnimi. Number two, the chatas oiv. I know to be marbe one and to be memayed the other. I just don't know which. The Gemara came out that we're going to be marbe the chatas behemoth, the one that was be'echa pnimi, hence the Mishnah. And we're going to be memayed the chatas oiv. Hence the Bryce. But the Gemara says, "Umayro is mechatesi." How do you know Torah should be mar? But the chatas when there was becha pnimi, I mean, might chatas oif efshafakert. So Gemara says, "Mitstaber." It's mitstaber that that's the way it should be. Why? Because mitstaber the chatas behema pnimi is havalei lerbuye. It's mitstaber that that's why you should be marva, because the chatas behema the when there was becha pnimi had a lot of things in common with the chatas behema the when there was becha chitza. And here's the list. Number one, shekein behema. They're both behemos, right? They're both behemos. They're both animals as opposed to oifes. Number two, shchita. They both involve shchita. Number three, tzafay. They both required shchita b'tzafen. Number four, the kabbalas kli. They both required a kabbalah with a kli sharis. Number five, the keren. Both of theirs dam had to go in the very unique place where the dam of the chatas had to go on the corner of the mizbech. The etzba, both of their zrikas were done with the finger. The chuda, it had to be on the spitz, on the point of the keren. The ishim, additionally, they both had parts of the animal that had to be burnt, that went l'reich nichayak for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, this is in contrast to the chatas oif that has none of the above. Right, chatas oif is not a behema, doesn't require shchita, there's no din tzafayin, there's no kabbalah, there's no keren, it's lamata b'chot hasikra. There's no etzpa, there's no chuda, there's no keren, there's no chuda, and there's no ishim, it was completely eaten. So there's a whole list of things that the chatas pnimis has in common with the chatas chitzayna, which makes it likely then that if you're going to be marba something similar to the chatas chitzayin, that chatas pnimi would be the candidate. But the Gemara says, "Adarabba, I can make the argument. There are certain things that the chatas oif has in common with the chatas chitzayin, and that is number one, chatos havalei lurbuya shekein chutz kamaisa. They were both born in mizbech chitzayin, right? That's a big one. They're both in mizbech chitzayin, as opposed to the chatas pnimi. That's a whole different mizbech. Additionally, vachila kamaisa. Also, they were eaten." The chatas chitzayna was eaten, the chatas oif was eaten, as opposed to the chatas pnimi that was not eaten. So the Gemara says, mecha teisa, because you have a list of like 10 things to compare the chatas that was born in mizbecha pnimi, the chatas born in mizbecha chitzayna, you should compare those two. Maybe compare the chatas chitzayna to the chatas oif, because they're also similar in how many things? Two things, right? It's almost hard to ask this question with a straight face. Just because you have 10 things, but I have two things. I'm like, well, yeah, I have 10 things and you have two. And being that one list is much longer than the other list, so it's for that reason, that's the one that we're going to be marbi. Either way, again, with the first mahalach is Rish Lakish, the name of Bar Kapara, we have a little bit of a stira. The Iker Parasha of Zois Teres Achatas seems to be, just based on the context of the Psukim, talking about Achatas Behema, whose dam was born in the Mizbeach Achitzai. Stating that, we're marba, even the chatas behemoth that was brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. The reason is, like the Mishnah said, because it says teiras achatos, teira achas lechal achatos. Stating that, despite the fact that it says teiras achatos, teira achas lechal achatos, we're not really marba all chatos because we're not marba chatas oif. And the reason is because the Bryce says it says Zois. So in as much as it says Teiras, but countering the Teiras is Zois, and Zois is Memai. Mecha Teisi, be marba the chatas that went in the Mizvercha Pnimi, and be Memai the chatas of Efshafakar. There's no Giloi that Teiras is talking to one chatas and Zois is talking to the other chatas. That already is arbitrary. We're picking and choosing that. So Mecha Teisi, this is the way to pick and choose it. The answer to that is mistabra, the Gemara says. It's mistabra because there's so many commonalities between the chatas behemah, the wendem zbecha chitzayin, and the chatas behemah, the wendem zbecha chitzayin. And even though there are commonalities between the chatas behemah, the wendem zbecha chitzayin, and the chatas oif, that chatas, the wendem zbecha chitzayin, did not have in common, but at the end of the day, hanach nefishin, and it's for that reason, this is the direction that we go. This is the first mach. Number two, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, I'm going to tell you how Chazal knew to be memait the chatas ha'oy from zois, and to be marbo, the chatas, the one that was be'ech ha'pnimi from teiras. Amakro, because the pasuk says, yoichalena. So one of the many psukim in the parish of zois teiras ha'chatas is ha'koyin ha'chata oisa, yoichalena b'makam kodesh teyachal b'chatsar oyo moit. The word yoichalena in and of itself is a little bit exclusionary. Yoichalena, which is mashma lezuva loyla acheres. And if that's the case, b'nachol ois mi'at ha'kosef. Yoichalena, there's one type of chatas that's eaten, that's going to be included in this halacha, but there's another type that's not. And it's from there I know that the miut is a miut of what? It's a miut on a chatas that was eaten. The chatas ha'if was eaten. The chatas payment, when there was be'ech ha'pnimi, wasn't eaten. That's how I know to be memayit. The chatas ha'if, not to be memayit, was be'ech ha'pnimi. Again, the kasha was that if I have a drosh of teiras to be marbe the chatas, when there was be'ech ha'pnimi, so I might not also marbe the chatas ha'if. The teretz says I have a furish and mute in the chatas ha'if because it says yechalena. But the Gemara says ve'elo iba zois lomali. So what do I need zois for? If you're telling me that yechalena itself is a mute, meaning hagam it says teiras that should be marbe all the chatas, but yechalena is memayit the chatas. So what do I need Zois to be Mamait Khatasoif? Let Yoichalena be Mamait Zois the Khatasoif. So the Gemara says he loves Zois. Had it not said the word Zois, have a mini Yoichalena Urche de Kra. I could have always thought that Yoichalena is not really a diak, it's Urche de Kra. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Tishoche tachatos b'fsara midama yechalena. Could be that's just the diktuk of the pasuk. Yechalena is the appropriate way of saying it, and there's no drosha, there's no lima to be had over here. Once I have zois, so zois tells me that I know independently that there's a drosha to be had. The question is, where should that miyut go? Should the miyut go on chatas oif, or should the miyut go on the chatas when it was be'ech ha'primi? Yoichalena is the siyua, it's the ezer, that's going to say, oh, I know there's a miyut from Zois, I'm just not sure what to be memayit. So Yoichalena will be the gilui, and it'll tell me that what I'm supposed to be memayit is the chatas oif. At the end of the day, you want to know why we're being mat the chatas oif, and we're not being memayit the chatas ha'primi. It's not because one is better, this has more similarities, this has less similarities. It's because I actually have a mefurish mucker to be memayit the chatas ha'if, because I know the miyut is supposed to be of a carbon chatas that was nechal, and of the two options over here, only the chatas ha'if was nechal, as opposed to the chatas pnimi was not nechal. Rabba Amar, Rabba's a third pshat. Amar Kro. He said, I see the situation fakert. So when you learn the Mishnah, 100 out of 100 times, this is the way you learn the Mishnah. Tam chatas shinitas ala begad arezaton kibos. And even though the pasuk itself is talking about what type of chatas, the nechalos. How do I know that? Shenemar b'makom kadosh teyachel. Stating that, echad hanechalos, echad apnimis ton kinos. I have a ribuy of teiras that tells me that the chatas that went in was be'ech apnimi is going to be included in this halach as well. Rabbah says, punkt faker. That's really not what's going on in the Mishnah. A little bit, but as we'll see, Rabbah's going to do some surgery. On makro, the pasuk says, ashe yisa. Right, it's the Iker pasuk that teaches me the halacha that dam chatos is ton kibos. So it says ashe yiza and said rabba ba'azoyis akosim medaber. The pasuk is talking about the dam of a chatos that requires not zrika but requires hazah. Now which dam chatos required hazah? It was the dam of the chatas that went in the Mizbeach Hapnimi, right? So we know there's nuances in terms of how exactly the dam went on the Mizbeach. There's Zrika, Shvicha, Hazah, Mitzui, right? These are often interchanged and considered to be synonyms of each other. But when you learn the sugyas, they're actually pretty nuanced. Now, the dam that went on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the way the Torah describes the dam going from the hand of the Kohen to the Mizbeach, is through Hazah. And if it says that word Hazah in the parasha of Dam Chata Shenites Ala Beged, well, Pazois HaKosim Medaber, that means that Faker, the Iker parasha of Dam Chatos, that's Ton Kibos, is talking about Chatos that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So if that's the case, you want to know why Dam that went on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's Nites al HaBeged, the halach is that it requires kibbutz, it's because the Ikka Parsha is talking about that. Now, the Gemara is going to interrupt the program. So before we're going to see Rabbah's whole build-up and how he learns up the whole Indian, the Gemara jumps on this. And the Gemara says, now, the Bach changes the gear, says, it's not Vahatanya, but rather it's Vahatana. Vahatana, Afa Pishena Kasav Adabra Elabana Chalois. How could you say that? Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Parsha of Dam Chatas was talking about Necholos. Necholos is the dam of the Chatas that went to Mizbech HaChitzin, not the dam of the Chatas that went to Mizbech HaPnimi. So the Gemara says, L'inyam Mariko Ushtifa. That chelik of it is referring to the halacha of Merikin Shtifa. So one of the halachas that were mentioned in the parish of Zayus Teres HaChatos was the halacha of Meriko Shtifa. Uklicheres HaShetavusha B'Yishaver, Vimuklina Choyches B'Shala, Umarek V'Shuta B'Mayim. Now that parasha is talking about, for sure, the Nechales, right? First of all, you're cooking the food, right? So you're eating it. What else are you cooking it for? But besides that, Rashi says, the next pasuk says, Mefurish, Kol Zachar B'Kayanim, Yechalesa, Kodesh Kedoshim. So we're clearly talking about where it was Nechales. So what the Gemara means, what the Mishnah means to say is that even though the parsha bichlal is for sure talking about nachalos, because there's certain halachas that are only negay nachalos, such as merika and shtifa. But that's true. That's true. In your merika and shtifa, aval in your kibbutz. But as relates to kibbutz faker, there the ikar parsha is asha yiza ksef. There the ikar parsha is asha yiza, and being that asha yiza, it's talking dafka about dam chatas that was supposed to go on the mizbeach hapnimi. The Gemara asks another problem. Right, the opening words of the Mishnah. What does it sound like? That's Poshet the Nacholos, and even the Pnimiyos. If you tell me that it's just the opposite, the Iker Pasuk is talking about the Pnimiyos, so the Chinna said, Echad HaPnimiyos V'Echad HaNacholos. The Gemara says, Nunu, Tini, Echad HaPnimiyos V'Echad HaNacholos. I hear, but it's Echad HaPnimiyos V'Echad HaNacholos. Okay, so according to Rabbi, how do you read the Mishnah? This is the way you read the Mishnah. Dam chata shnitas ala beged areza ton kibbutz. And afa pishei nakasim medaber elu b'nachalos. Even though the general parasha is for sure talking about nachalos, shenema b'makom kodesh teyachel, and specifically we're referring to Marika and Shtifa, but when it comes to dam chatas ton kibbutz, there, it's not echad anacholis v'echad apnimiyos, it's echad apnimiyos v'echad anacholis. Because faker, there it's for sure talking about the pnimiyos, and in fact, it's Be'ikr talking about the pnimiyos, stating that the nacholos are included. How do I know that? Shenema teiras achatos, teirachas nachol achatos. It's from the word teiras. That's how I know to be marba. So really, all Rabbah did was he answered the original kasha that how do I know that chatos apnimiyos are included in the salacha? Maybe you should say zois should be memayit chatos apnimiyos. Just like zois was memayit chatos oif, maybe it should be memayit chatos apnimiyos as well. What's the teretz? The teretz is you can't be memayit the chatos apnimiyos because faket the ikar parasha is talking about the chatos apnimiyos. Now, if that's the case, what is teretz being marba? So teretz is being marba than the chatois hachitzoinius. So Rabbi didn't really help us that much because all he did was he just shifted the blame a little bit. So now we just have to figure out why is Torah being marba chatois hachitzoinius and Zois is being maita chatasoifs ef shafakeh. So I'll see it inside. Says the Gemara, Yochi, Ebazoi chatasoif nami. If you're telling me that at the end of the day, according to you, Rabbah, Torah says, Ta cannot be marba the chatois apnimius because that's what the Ikar Pasuk is talking about. But it is coming to be marba the chatois chitzonius. So just like it's marba the chatois chitzonius, let it be marba the chatois oif. The Mar says, I can't because me drachmano zois. But ihochi chitzonu nami. Right? Maybe chitzonu also should be not included, right? Nami loy. Mar says, Ribe rachmano teiras. No, but I have teiras. Umay rois. Mechateso, I should be marba the chatois chitzonu, be mamay the chatois oif. Actually, the other way around. So the Mar says, Mitstabra, it makes sense. Chatas behema havale lerbuye. It makes sense to be marba the chatas chitzonu to the chatas apnimius. He's going to say exactly what Rish Lakish said in the name of Kapara, just in the reverse. Shekem behema, shchita, tsofoin, the kabbalas kli, the karen, the etzba, the chuda, this is a good one, right? You should be marba chatos ha'oif to the chatos apnimi shekein hazor kemoisa, right? That's what they both have in common. They're both hazor, so wouldn't it make more sense that that's what should be included? When Rish Lakish sent the name of Bar Kapara, that maybe we should be Mar B'Chatasayif. He was trying to compare Chatasayif to what? To the Chatas Chitzayna. So over there he had two things that they had in common. Number one, it was Chutz Kamaisa, and number two, it was Achila Kamaisa. In Rabbah's world, we're comparing it to the Chatas Hapnimis. So over there, it's not Chutz Kamaisa and Achila Kamaisa, right? So what would it be? It'd be something else. Shinkain Hazak Kamaisa. And by the way, Hazak Kamaisa is a really good one. Why? Because that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says Asheyiza. So it's certainly Mashma that you should be Mar B'Chatas Oif. But the Gemara says, stating that, I hear what you're saying, Hanach Nefishin, that list is longer. And being that list is longer, it's for that reason, that's what we're going to be Mar B'Chatas. And this concludes the longer first part of today's topic. Just to make a very, very quick sikum, we're discussing the halacha of V'Asheyiza Midoma Ala Beged Asheyiza Oleh Techabes B'Mokoim Kodesh. And the Gemara said that even though this is in the parasha of Zos Teres Achatos, but at the end of the day, it really does not include in it all chatos. In fact, it relates to the chatos behemah who's down when in the mizbeach hachitzayin, the chatos behemah who's down when in the mizbeach hapnimi, but it does not relate to the chatos ha'if. Right? That's the way it plays itself out. Now, Shaila's why. So the Gemara said like this. The Gemara said that really, based on the muskel rishon of the pasuk, it sounds like the pasuk's talking about a chatos, number one, that was eaten, which would exclude the chatos who's down when in the mizbeach hapnimi, because those were burnt. And also, it's talking about a chatos that required shechita. If that's the case, that would exclude chatos ha'if. Stating that, it says the word teiras. Teiras is a very inclusionary word. And as a result, everyone's included. Everyone is invited. Why? Because it says the word teiras. Yeah, but it says the word zois. And zois, therefore, is memai. And from there, Chazal saw this little bit of a struggle, this tug of war. I know to be marba, I know to be mai. I have to figure out what to be marba and what to be memai. And really, the way it plays itself out in the Olam HaMaisa, and the way we get to the maskon, there's no shaila what the maskon is. Everyone arrives in the same destination. There's just three highways to get there. The destination is we're going to be marba the two chatois behemois, and we're going to be memai the chatozai. But in terms of why we arrive and how we get there, there were three mahalchim. The first was Reish Lakish in the name of Kapara, who said, name of Bar Kapara, who said, a good name for Kachin, but in the name of Bar Kapara, who said that at the end of the day, the Chatos Behema, that when it was Mech HaPnimi, is way more similar to the Chatos Behema, when it was Mech HaChitzin, than the Chatos Oif is. And as a result, if we have to be Marba something, be Marba something else, it makes sense that that's the thing that we should be Marba. Rabbi Yosef said that I actually have a giloy that the thing we're being Mamayit is a chatas that was eaten. Because it says Yoichaleh, no. Has to be something that was eaten. If it has to be something that was eaten, then for sure the one we're Mamayit is chatas oif. Because of the two, that's the one that was eaten. The chatas that went in the Mizbech HaPnimi was completely burnt. And then finally, Rabbi said that I see it just the opposite. I see that the Iker Parsha, as it relates specifically to this detail, is talking about the chatas that was born in the Mizbech HaPnimi, and he speaks out, even though the Iker Parish of Zayis Teres HaChatas is not Marika Shtifa, we mentioned Achila, right? So for sure the Iker Parish of Zayis Teres HaChatas sounds like it's talking more about the chatas when the Mizbech HaChitzayin. But this halach, it says Yiza, Hazah, that's the chatas to when the Mizbech HaPnimi. So if I care, the Iker Parish is talking about the chatas when the Mizbech HaPnimi. Teres is Marba, the chatas that went on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. Now you end up in the same place, sort of, because why be marbe the chatas when it was bechachitzin? Maybe be marbe the chatas oif. And the answer is what Rish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara, because Hanach Nefishin, that one is a lot more similar. Either way, the daf is going to conclude with a few fun shailas. This is some real briska digger kachem shailas. We're just going to do what we do, and we'll see. It's going to tie it into the Mishnah, and that's why we're talking about this right now. But Rabbi Abin had the following question: Chatas oif shehichnis dama b'tzavara b'fnem. Chatas oif that the Kohen took the oif, which has the dam inside of it, obviously, and he brought it into the Heichal. Mahu. Does it become pasul or does it not become pasul? So the background to this is a pasuk that we mentioned in the introduction to the daf. What's known as the psul nichnas, right? The psul pnim. So what would be if the chatas ha'oif was brought inside the Heichal? Is there this psul pnim, this psul nichnas, or is there not? What's the shailah? tzavar kikli shari is dami umif. So do we look at the dam chatas inside the tzavar of the oif as being inside a klisharis? And just like if you would take the dam of a behemoth in a klisharis and you would bring it into the heichel, it would become possible, so it should become possible as well. Or maybe we look at the dam inside the tzavar of the oif as if it was in the tzavar of the behemoth. And if that's the case, the pasuk says, and we darshim midam amar achman of lei besar. So in the event that the kohen would take the animal before the kabbalah and he would put it into the heichal, and then he would take it out, the dam would not become possible. It's only possible when it's dama v'lei midama b'psar. The question is, the dam in the tzavar of the oif, is that like the dam in the tzavar of the behema, or maybe it's different? What would be the svar that it should be different? So the svar is pashat. The svar is because by a behema there was a kabbalah. There was a klisharis. By the oif, there is no kabbalah. There's no klisharis. So there's makim to say that the tzavar of the behema is in lieu of the klisharis. We look at it right now as if it's in the klisharis. And being that if the dam of the behema was in the klisharis and it would be nichnas, it would be possible. So it could be the dam in the tzavar behema. We look at it as if it's in the klisharis. If it's nichnas, it's going to be possible. No, at the end of the day, it's in the tzavar. And if the dam of the behema is in the tzavar behema and it's nichnas, it doesn't become possible. So by the oif, it wouldn't become possible either. Zok digmar tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a toisefta. Here, mesach tesvachim. Pirchasa, the nichnas lifnim. What would be if the oif, after the malika was dumb, all of a sudden it jumped and it entered the heichal, v'chazra, and then it came out, k'sheira d'alach is, it's going to be kasha. So this is almost the exact case that we're talking about. It's talking about where the animal was jumpy after the malika, it entered the heichal, and then it came out. But it says it's kasha, right? So, it's checkmate. Perfect. You have a mefurish ataysefta that says it's kasha. The truth is, the Gemara is saying Toshma just the opposite. Because you know what it sounds like? It sounds like the only reason it's kosher is because it was Pirchas of a Nichs and a Flint. Because it went in on its own. It sounds like Ha-Hichnisa, if the Kohen would actually bring it inside, Psula. In that case, it would already be Pasul. Now, if it would be Pasul if you brought it inside, so then Faker. Then there's a Raya that the opposite. It's a raya that really, if you bring it in, it's going to be possible. Now, what would be the difference if I brought it in or if it went in on its own? What's even the svara? Right, if you're making a diyak, dafk if it went by itself, but if I brought it, who cares? Right, if an animal's yoytze, do I care how it was yoytze? So why would I care how it was nichnas? So Rashi says the reason is because the pasuk, when it talks about the psul nichnas, it says, v'chalchatos asher yuva midam el oyo moed lechaper ba'kodesh. And even more than that, Asheyuva midama eloyel moyed lechaper bakoidesh. You brought it in with the intent lechaper bakoidesh. You know what it sounds like? If the dam went in on its own, or if the dam went in not lechaper bakoidesh, then the psul wouldn't be there. That would be a good reason then to distinguish between, well, did it go in on its own or did I bring it in? But here's the bottom line: Pirchas of a nichnas alifnim. If it went in on its own, the chazra, and then it came out. Kshayr, it's kosher. What does it sound like? We're talking about a chatas oif. Ha, hichnisa psula. So it sounds beforeish that there is a psul nichnas. But the Gemara says, l'tamech, according to you, go back and learn that entire Tosefta. Gabi kachi kadashim, in the same context over there, in the same neighborhood, the Tosefta is talking about kachi kadashim. So kachi kadashim, we know shchitasim betzafin. The Ketani, the Tosefta says, pirchus of yatzal darim, if the kohen shechted it, and then it jumped to darim, the chazra, and then it came right back to tzafin. Kshayr, it's going to be kosher. Now you're going to make the same diyek. Oh, it's you a psula. Is there a halach? No psul yoytze when it comes to going from tzaf into darim, right, to another part of the azar. So for sure, there's no diyek to be had over there. Okay, now why then did it say pirchas of a yatza? So it's like a funny lashon. Just say hoytziyua. Pirchas of a yatza sounds like you're opening yourself up for a diyek here, right? So why talk in a way that's misleading? Ella hayyatza sal lechutz etzrichalei. The reason it said pirchas of a yatza is because there is a diyek to be had that's negeya the pirchas of a yatza emphasis, but it's a different diyek. The diyek is if it was pirchas of a yatza ledarim, it's going to be kasha. But if it was pirchas of a yatza lechutz, then it's going to be pasul. Kamash blan, even if it was only pirchasa, right? I didn't bring it outside. It went out on its own. I don't care. At that point, it's going to be pasul. And by the way, you want to make a diak in the chatas oi part of this brayse and make the same diak. Hachanami yatsa luchot tzrichalei. Pirchas of a nichs and salafnim the chazra ksheira. Lafuke what? Not lafuke if you brought up ifnim. Because it could be if you brought up ifnim, it's also going to be Pasha. What then is the diuk that's to be had? The diuk that's to be had is that Hoitzio, if you yourself would have brought it, if it by itself would have gone outside, then it would have been possible, because for sure, Psal Yotze doesn't discriminate. We don't care how it went in outside. At the end of the day, if it went outside, it went outside. But the bottom line is, we thought there was a diuk to be had. Really, there is no diuk to be had. That was Rabbi Abin's first child, second child. But Rabbi Abin, this is the one that's going to circle back to our sugya. Nishbach al haritzpa, the osfa mahu, doesn't get more yisoidi than when you see the word nishbach, right? So what would be if the kohen did malika with a chatas oif, and then all of a sudden the dam was nishbach from the tzavra of the oif onto the floor, and then he quickly gathered up. Mao, could he go ahead now and put it on the mizbeach, or can he not put it on the mizbeach? What's the shaila? So let's speak it out bal peh. First glance, like a shmak a shaila. We know nishbach is pasul, right? Wrong, sometimes. Nishbach before the Kabbalah is pasul. Nishbach min akli v'asvai is going to be kosher. So here's the question. What would be a chatas ha'oif? That was nishbach. Do we look at it as if it was nishbach far the Kabbalah or the noch the Kabbalah? Mitzad echad, it's far the Kabbalah because there was no Kabbalah. Abi mitzad sheni, it's noch the Kabbalah. So do you look at the Tzavah Behema as being a klishares? If the Tzavah Behema is a klishares, so is Nishbach min akli, v'asvei it's going to be kosher? Or the Maisa, no, it's Nishbach min Tzavah Behema. By a regular Behema, Nishbach min Tzavah Behema, the Allah is its possible. So what's the difference if it's a Behema or if it's going to be an oif? Mamash, like a shmak ishaiva. So again, Nishbach ala ritzma v'asva mao. Atzruche hudalei atzruche rachmana klishares. The words that the Gemara chooses to pose this question is also lamdish. There's no din Kabbalah when it comes to Nishbach. But is the gather of there being no din Kabbalah when it comes to a chatas ha'oif that the Torah wasn't mechayev a klishares? What does it mean the Torah wasn't mechayev a klishares? Because we view, Rashi says, because we view that the tzavar itself is like the klishares. Atzruche huda layatzruche rachmana, because you have it. And therefore, v'hilchach ois mevi kasher, oiduma mifsol pasol be'rachmana klisharis. Or maybe the Torah says, no, you put it into klisharis, it's going to be pasol. V'hilchach ois fayu pasol. And therefore, it's going to be pasol. And the way Rashi explains the punchline of this sad in the Gemara is that if putting into a klisharis is going to be pasol, then nishbach is certainly going to be pasol. Because nishbach can't be better than if you put it into a klisharis. So putting it into a klisharis is going to be possible. Nishbach is for sure going to be possible. So I just want to highlight one thing. Again, we're not doing this now, but I just want to highlight one thing. We spoke out, Rav Avin Shaila, at first glance, a very gishmak a shaila. Nishbach from the tzavar of the chatas oif. Is it a psul nishbach or is it not a psul nishbach? What's the chakira? Because by behema, nishbach min atzavar is going to be possible. So maybe here it should be possible. But then again, by behemoth, is it in Kabbalah? So maybe that's why it's possible. Over here, there's no din Kabbalah. So maybe it's the tantamount to being nishbach from klisharis. The way the Gemara speaks out the tutsadim is a little different, right? It's a little nuanced. It's not that super high-level mahalach that we suggested you'd be able to approach the shayla. The Gemara's tutsadim, just for the sake of accuracy, is the first side of the Gemara is that maybe we view the tzavar behema as a klisharis, atzruchei hudalei atzruchei rachmana klisharis, and the word is because we view the tzavar behema as the klisharis, so it's nishbach mina klisharis. The other tzad is mifsul pasol ei rachmana klisharis. The Torah said a klisharis is pasol, and the way Rashi explains, if a klisharis is pasol, then kol shekein nishbach's going to be pasol as well. Either way, on my Rava, so Rava said, Toshma, I have a raya. What's my raya? My raya is from the Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Tam Chatas, and that's why we're discussing this right now. What did the Mishnah say? Yochli hei Tam Chatas oiv ton kibos, Talmud loimar. I'm sorry, from the Braisa, right in the beginning of the Perek, you would have thought Dam Chatas oiv should require kibos, Talmud loimar zois. It says the word zois. Now, if you're going to tell me that the halach is the nishbach is possible when it comes to a Chatas oiv, listen to a Geshmakatayno. This is all the Gemara's colliding. Why do you need to tell me the word Zois to be Mema'i that there's no halacha of Dam Chata Shenditas Alabega by a Chata Sa'oif? Because, I have a miur in the parasha. It's Pashat. You know why it's Pashat? Because the minute the Dam Chatas is over the ear space of the Beged, it's as if it's on the Beged. There's a concept of Avri Kli is Kli Dami. So it's as if it's on the beged. If it's on the beged, it's pasul b'nishbach. Once the dam is pasul, at that point, it's not subject anymore to the laws of dam chatos. It has to be dam kosher. So if you're going to tell me that there's a psul nishbach when it comes to dam chatos, then why do I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no din dam chatos ton gibos by a chatos oif? Typically, it's anyways dam pasul because it's in the aver of the beged, which makes it pasul benishbach. Must be Zot Rava. There is no psul nishbach, but the Gemara said, "Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua." There's no raya, and the reason there's no raya is because I could always tell you b'mad b'kli b'tzavara. Maybe the case of where I need the zois to be memayit that there's no halacha of dam chatas toin kibas by chatas oiv is talking about where the dam never went on top of the ear space of the beged, but it went from the oiv straight onto the beged. It literally touched it. It was madbik kli b'tzavara. And being that it literally touched it, it never became pasul b'nishbach in between. So it was never not roi lazov. It's never not roi lazov. That's why I would need to come on to one last shayla. By me name Levi. Levi had a shayla. So who did he ask the shayla from? So the Gemara doesn't say, but some have the gear. So by me name Levi may Rebbe. Nitiz me begel beged. Now, what would be if dam Chatas went on a beged, and then it went from that beged onto another beged. So the shaila is that second beged on kibos or not? So what's the shaila? Mi beged kama itchilei lekibos. Do we say that once it went on the first beged, it required kibos? Being that it required kibos, it doesn't have the ability to make the other beged require kibos. And the way Rashi explains it is very geschmack. Because once the din of this dam is that it's ton kibos, so it's not roi lazo anymore. So if it's not roi lazo, so when it touches the second beged, it doesn't have the ability to be mechayiv the second beged kibos. Because the dam could only be mechayiv kibos when it's roi lazo. Idom or maybe loy. That was the shaila. Amaleis, so Rebbe told him back, Zu shaila? This is a shaila? Ton kibos. For sure requires kibos. Wow. And he's a man of shach. I'm going to tell you why. Because he ois five kosher. If the halacha is that dam that goes on a beged, if you want to go ahead and be ma'asif it, the halacha is it's kosher, you're allowed to do azah hakosher. Then it's going to be kosher. Okay, I hear that. We were under the impression that being that it's ton kibos, so now oisva is pasul. But if you can tell me that oisva is kosher, so then for sure it's going to be okay. And by the way, just to be clear, here we're talking about a regular dam chatas of a behema, right? We're not talking about chatas oif, because that halacha never requires kibos. And it's obviously talking about where it was nishbach menakli, right? So you don't have a psul nishbach, because if it wasn't nishbach menakli, there's anyways no din kibos. So it was nishbach menakli, so it's a regular oisvay v'kosher, you would think, other than the fact that maybe it requires kibos. But that's what Rabbi said. If oisvay is kosher, ha-kosher. If oisvay apostle, if the halacha is oisvay apostle, it's still going to be fine. Because I know Rabbi Akiva's fearless, because I would like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar holds oisvay, shasa kosher, v'nifshala, damatan kibos. That even though it's true, dam pasul doesn't require kibos. That was the safe of the Mishnah. But if you remember, the Mishnah said it doesn't matter if the dam was hoysel shasa kosher or loy hoysel shasa kosher. But not everybody agrees with that. Rabbi Akiva is chaylik. Rabbi Akiva holds that if it was hoysel shasa kosher and ifsla damatan kibos, this was hoysel shasa kosher, right? You had a proper Kabbalah. Being that you had a proper Kabbalah, so therefore there was already a shasa kosher. So Rabbi said, to me, it's not a shayla. I mean, Levi asked, a ganz fine a shayla. But at the end of the day, Rabbi told him, Zu shayla? It's not a shayla. Why is it not a shayla? Because if oisvei the kosher, then it's for sure good. Okay, it sounds like Levi was working with a shtikal anacha that oisvei is possible. Because, like Rashi explains, if it needs kibos, it doesn't sound like you're allowed to do a hazah. And he, Rebbe went weiter and he said, even if oisvei is going to be possible, but I hold not like the Stam Mishnah, even though Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah, I don't hold like the Stam Mishnah. I hold that if it had a shasa kosher, the halacha is, then it is damatan kibos. And if that's the case, in this case, for sure, Dhamma is going to be ton kibos. Either way, what's the sikkum of the second half of the daf? So it intersected a little bit with our sugya, but really, the second half of it discussed different halachas related to chatas ha'oif. Number one, chatas ha'oif shehichnis dhamma b'tzavara b'fnim. Is there a psul nichnas or is it not a psul nichnas? Another shayla, if it was nishbach from the chatas ha'oif, is it considered nishbach ben akli, or is it considered nishbach mitzavra behema? The last shayla was very much a dam chatas diga shayla, and that is nitas mi beged le beged. Mao, that second beged, would it require kibos or not? Tomorrow's daf, you look at the top of the yomid, bayim ne rami barchama. We're going to start with another ibaya, and we're going to continue along this theme for the next several daf from Be'ezer Hashem.